This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. During the conversation, both leaders identified shared priorities to strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual interest, and the forward-looking vision. They reiterated a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has slammed Pakistan for openly backing terrorist training camps for decades. Dr. Jaishankar said, India's relationship with Pakistan remains an exception in contemporary global diplomacy due to Islamabad's long-standing and open support to terrorism. The minister said this while interacting with the members of the Indian community in Luxembourg today. He said no other country today has pursued the kind of policies Pakistan has against a neighboring state.
Show me in the world in this day and age any country which actually has pursued the kind of policies which Pakistan has against its neighbor. That for decades you had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it. I mean, nobody buys it anymore. I mean, everybody knows that these are people who are supporting the state.
In Bangladesh, another Hindu youth lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in the Hart Chakgauri Bazar area of Mahadevpur Upzilla. Police said further investigation is underway to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. Sources have said that in the last around 1 month, 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Out of 26, 30 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. Talking to media, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said the cadres, including 7 women, turned themselves before senior police and CRPF officials under the Pune Margam Rehabilitation Initiative. National Highways Authority of India, or NHAI, has achieved 2 Guinness World Records for laying bituminous concrete on Vanavolu Vankara Kunta section of 6-lane Bengaluru Kadapa Vijayawada Economic Corridor. Their records include around 29 lane kilometers, the longest distance of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours, and over 10,000 metric tons, the highest quantity of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours. In a social media post, the NHAI said the corridor will strengthen interstate connectivity between Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in the red zone after a choppy trading session. Both indices opened lower and made an attempt to rebound but failed to sustain the momentum. The Sensex fell 102 points to close at 84,961, while the Nifty declined 38 points to settle at 26,141. North India is reeling under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan over the next 2 days. It has forecast gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh during the next 24 hours. In badminton, star Indian player PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open today. The 8-seeded Sindhu defeated Chinese Taipei's Sung Shon Yun in the opening round. Sindhu will next face Japan's Tomoka Miyazaki in the second round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.